So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome, we are live. It's Dan Latto speaking. So in this session today, I want to talk about attention for your business. We're going to talk about two things. First one is, one, how do you get attention? And then the second thing is, once you've got some attention, what are you going to do with it? So one of the big things right now is that we're living in this social media world. Everybody's online. Everybody's sat at home, especially right now during COVID, coronavirus. Everyone's sat at home. A lot of people are on furlough. Some people have come off furlough. But we're sat at home and we're working out, trying to wonder how can they grow their business for the next 6 months, for the next 6 years, and not quite sure on how to do it. And actually, one of the things that we've seen happen in our business is that the more attention that we get, in other words, the more content that we actually put out on social media, the more leads we get come in. But not only that, not only do we get an increase in leads, which is directly related to how much content we put out, it's actually easier to close that lead as a sale because they already know who we are. They know how we sound. They know how we look. They understand our jokes. They understand how funny we are not. They either love us or they hate us, and either one of those is fine. If they love us, they're going to do business with us, and if they hate us, we're never going to get on a phone call to waste time speaking to them anyway. But how are you going to get attention for your business? And so this is generally the problem that most people have. So they create a website, let's say, and then spend all this money on a website, and then nothing, tumbleweed, zero, hardly any visitors, no one knows they exist. And it's like this, how are you going to close a piece of business if nobody knows that you even exist? Nobody knows what your product or your service is. So having a website is great, all for that, but actually you've got to start driving some traffic to that website, and we create traffic through attention. Now there's two types of attention you can create. The first one is organic. We love creating organic. You know why? It's free. I'm a tight-ass northerner from Leeds. I don't really like spending a lot of money on advertising if I can help it. So we spend a lot of time creating content that goes out. People then consume that content, and when it matches what they need to buy in their business, they place an order with us. It's fairly simple, fairly straightforward. And that's what we want for our clients when they sign up. So one of the things that we do to help clients is not only do we help them create a website, and I'll get onto that in a minute, but we actually help them create content that drives traffic back to their website. But then there's a problem. And again, most owners and businesses that have a website, their website doesn't do anything. One, it doesn't do traffic, doesn't get any traffic. And two, it doesn't close anybody. It just says, hey, this is us. We're lawyers. We help family law or property law, or hey, we're a butcher. That's it. That's all it does. Hey, I'm a plumber. It's like, whoopee-doo. What do you do? What's the conversion mechanism? And so this is the aspect that most people miss out on their website, is they just do not have a conversion mechanism. So if we were to put this into context, number one, you've got a traffic problem. Number two, you've got a conversion problem. You need to solve both of those issues. And if you can't solve those issues, your business is going to die. So how do we solve a traffic issue? So the traffic issue is by creating content. We're live right now on Facebook, LinkedIn, several Facebook groups, actually, Twitter. We're not live on Instagram. We're not live on LinkedIn. But we're pretty much live everywhere else. And so we're creating content, and people are aware that we exist. They then look at what we do. They might click a few links. Then they go to our website. They check us out. And then once they've done that, guess what we do? We add a Facebook targeting pixel so we can retarget them. So let me do it as a diagram so you can see it. So this is what it looks like. Someone sees a piece of content on social media. This is all the social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, whatever that happens to be. They then land on a particular web page on our website. So this web page might be for funnel creation. We create marketing funnels for clients. Okay. So when they land on that website, guess what we do then? And by the way, two things. One is about 85% of people will stay on your website for less than 7 seconds. So you literally have less than 7 seconds to capture them. And the other thing is 93% of those people will never, ever go back to your website. Even my website, which is has a good rate of people coming back, only has 25% of people coming back. Until we did this one thing, we installed what's called a Facebook tracking pixel on our website, which means that when you then go back onto Facebook, we can serve adverts because we know you've been on our website. And so we then drive people back onto a website to give them a second, a third, a fourth opportunity to buy whatever it is that we're doing. But that's only one step here. The other step is the conversion step. So yes, now we're driving traffic, one through organic content and two through paid retargeting ads. You could even have a third one here, which is Facebook ads. And you could drive traffic to that original page, or it could be LinkedIn, or it could be YouTube, or it could be Google. That solves the traffic problem. The next problem that then needs solving is the conversion problem. So what are you going to convert? So most people have a website, and the website looks like this. You can see that fine. And it's, you know, it's got a logo, it's got a menu. It says, hey, we're the best. Some text here, a picture, some more text, and that's it. Like on our website, at least here, we've got a Facebook chat box. You should install that on your website. If you don't know how to do that, speak to us. We'll do it for you. Also, when someone goes up to the little X in the corner, you can place a pop-up box that comes up and says, hey, did you download our free PDF guide? Have you seen our free seven-part training series, completely free of charge, five minutes long, seven videos, 35 minutes worth of training, completely free, it's yours. Fill in your name and email address. So right here, we're now getting a name and an email address. That's a conversion right there. Most people are not doing this, not sending traffic, and then they're not converting. This is what will make your website explode, and that's what's going to get you getting more traffic coming and more conversion means more money. Got any questions on that? Just drop us a message. Very short live video today. Drop us a message and we'll speak. Other than that, have a good day. Speak to you soon.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.